This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Ron Cyrak is a Golf Channel contributor. You can read his work on his website, roncyrak.com, and he has also started a podcast that we'll talk about here in a couple of minutes. It is a pleasure to welcome Ron Cyrak back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Ron.
John, always a pleasure.
All right. A variety of topics, limited amount of time. Let me start with Rory McIlroy, since Rory is back this week at Abu Dhabi. Is there a chance, Ron, that for various reasons Rory has been kind of flying under the radar for the last 6 or 8 months or so, and has that served him well?
You know, he's a real mystery to me. It seems to me when he's got his A game, he's the best player in the world. It's just that he doesn't always seem to have his A game, and he has not figured out how to win when he doesn't have his A game. He's been flying off the radar. He had some rib issues last year that made him miss some time. Apparently, he divulged also just recently that he had some heart issues he was also dealing with. But while other people, Justin Thomas and the Jordan Spieths were capturing the headlines, and the Dustin Johnsons, he's lurking out there, and he's in that mix of players. Look, you got to say right now, Dustin Johnson's the best player in the world, but I think there's about 6 or 7 guys who are looking right over his shoulder, and Rory's one of them.
Look at you leading me right into the next question. All right, I'm going to give you some names. Give me a brief idea as to what you expect out of them this year. What do you expect out of Dustin Johnson?
Well, you know, to me, he's been a different player ever since he took that 6-month hiatus from the tour. He's playing with so much more focus. He used to be the kind of guy who'd go out, win once every year, and then mail it in. That hasn't been the case the last 2-3 years right now. I expect him to keep building. It will be another multi-win year for him.
What about Jordan Spieth?
I think that Jordan got over his breakthrough hangover. You know, it happens to a lot of players. They have their breakthrough year, and then they take a step back the next year because they're dealing with a lot of things they weren't used to. It seemed to me like his feet are back on the ground.
Justin Thomas.
Now we're going to see whether that happens to him this year. Does he build on his great year last year, his breakthrough year, or does he take a step backwards? That'll be an interesting thing to watch play out.
What about Ricky?
You know, I said about 4 or 5 years ago that I thought he was going to have his major championship year finally after that year. I think it might have been 2014 when he finished in the top 5 in all the majors, and he started working with Butch Harmon, and it looked like he was going to do it. I still think we're going to see something from him. I don't think he's going to have to wait as long as Sergio and wait till he's in his late 30s, but, you know, he could be getting there.
I didn't have him on my list. What do you think we'll see from Sergio?
I do think that he's got another major in him, you know, maybe another couple majors. I think he's so talented. He's been so good for so long. And that win at Augusta last year, I think, could really be a breakthrough for him. I think probably what caught him the most by surprise was how much the patrons were behind him on Sunday. You know, he really had their support. And Sergio was not used to having the support of the fans, particularly in the U.S.
Do you think that other major is probably the Open Championship?
That would be it. You know, it's sort of surprising that the Masters became his his first major, because he's not a great putter, and that's the club you need to master to win at Augusta National. I do think the Open Championship is a more likely win for him.
We're talking with Ron Cyrak here on the Augusta Golf Show. Who did I not mention? Who do you expect things from? Well, maybe John Rahm. Who do you expect things from that I did not mention?
John John Rahm is one. I think Hideki Matsuyama. It's a guy who his ball striking is so phenomenal. He only has to improve with the putter a little bit to be somebody who's in the mix. And you know, we've seen other people struggle with the putter and then figure it out well enough to win majors. Vijay Singh comes to mind that way.
You know, I know it's a foolhardy thing to say, but I think I would be very surprised if we got through Matsuyama's career and he didn't win at the Masters.
You know, he's the living, breathing example of the genius of the Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship. And, you know, when that was first created and they said they were going to give a spot in the Masters to the winner of it, I sort of thought, well, that's giving away a spot. And then I think he won the second and third Asia-Pacific and played very, very well at Augusta and has turned out to be a really world-class player.
These are two separate questions. Tiger comes back next week to Torrey Pines. What do you want to see from him this year? What do you expect to see from him this year?
Well, I mean, the first thing I want to see for him this year is to just be healthy and play 72 holes and not have to WD and not have to grimace and limp and he looked very healthy in the Bahamas, and he was swinging the club harder than I expected to see him swing. I would not be surprised if he wins a tournament this year, look, the truth of the matter is nobody who's 42 ever becomes 24 years old again. So I think those people who are expecting to see the overwhelmingly dominant Tiger Woods are going to be disappointed. I think it'd be a good year for him just to get through it healthy and start to get back in the mix.
Would you be surprised if he won something?
No, I wouldn't. You know, there's just too much talent there. You know, one of the things that he's got going up against him right now is that, look, it's been 10 years since he won a major championship. It's been 5 years since he's won any golf tournament at all. There's an entire generation of players out there right now who have never seen or never gone up against, had to compete against the real Tiger Woods. So they're probably not as intimidated by him as in the year 2000, I saw him psychologically destroy an entire generation of really great players, and I think these young kids who are out there right now are going to play with an entirely different sense of confidence. They're going to be the ones saying to Tiger, "Okay, prove it to me that you still got it."
Yeah. Shifting gears, I've been a part of a couple of conversations over the last month or two, talking about the LPGA with folks that really want to see some more American presence on the leaderboards. It's a dicey topic. Do you think that's important for the LPGA?
I think the business model works best for the LPGA. It's global business model, which is a very, very successful business model for them financially. The tour's in very good shape right now, way better than it was when Mike Wann took over 8 years ago. But for the business model to work, there doesn't necessarily need to be an American be the best player in the world, but a couple of Americans, some Americans, have to be in the mix. I think we're going to see Lexi Thompson in that mix. I think that what she went through with that four-stroke penalty in the A&A Inspiration last year really lifted her game a lot. She's playing with a very healthy chip on her shoulder. I still think that Michelle Wee has rattling around inside of her that dominant monster year that we know she's capable of, and that for many different reasons she hasn't been able to have early in her career. It was because I think they took some bad paths to the Pro Tour, all of her playing against the men. I think that hurt her competitive development. And then lately it's been more injuries. If Michelle can stay healthy out there, I think that she's going to be somebody who can start to play to what we thought her potential would be.
Tell me about these podcasts that you're doing.
I'm going to be doing some work with the LPGA this year. Every week they have a tournament. I'm going to be writing for LPGA.com. And every other week, we're doing podcasts with Amy Rogers and Brett Lasky. And we sit around and we have a roundtable discussion about whatever the hot topic is in women's golf that week. And we also do interviews with players. In the person, we had Brooke Henderson, who is also somebody who I think has all the makings of a real star. She's 20 years old. She already has more career wins than Michelle Wie does, which is staggering when you think about it. So we're going to do those podcasts every other week to go along with the column that I write every week. And then at the domestic LPGA majors, I will be at those tournaments, and we'll do some video stuff as well as to writing daily from the majors.
Okay. I know it's not your first foray into audio, so you do understand just how grueling and backbreaking this kind of work can be.
Well, you know, I've one of the things that I learned, and I learned this back at when I was doing radio for the Associated Press back in the 80s, I got that 40-second shot clock in my head. You know? I have a good instinct for when I realize I've been babbling too long.
How do folks listen to the podcasts?
You can go on to the website, to lpga.com, okay, and find it there.
All right. Yep. He is Ron Cyrak. You can also go to his website and read his work, roncyrak.com. It's becoming a habit, and I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
John, I'll see you in Augusta in April, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you before then.
Yes, you will. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.